Welcome to another outstanding episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. We have two guests on today. We have Celine, aka Starsman, as well as Sean, aka Seanic.
Hello.
Welcome, guys. Thank you for coming on.
No problem. Okay, see, when you put an intro to something, I don't know what to say after.
Oh, no, it's no, that's actually my job. I purposely made that awkward to, like, cause you pain.
We just follow his
lead. Yeah, you're supposed to follow my lead. But it's kind of weird that you guys gave me this job when I have zero credentials or any reason why I should be the one doing all the talking.
That's the reason why you got the job.
Is that is that why?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. But, yeah, we've been trying to get Celine on for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
Really long time.
How long is really long?
I don't know.
Since I think since the inception of the show.
Yeah, since the beginning of the show, they asked me, like, literally the first 2 weeks, and I said I can't because I used to wake up at, like, 3 p.m., and the call time for this was, like, 10:30 or something, 11:30. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I can't make it. And they'd ask me every month. Eventually, they gave up. And then I came back, and I was like, by the way, I'm a morning person now. I can actually make it to Peter's podcast.
And guess what? We are recording right now at 3:12 p.m. Yeah. So it doesn't even fucking matter if you're a morning
person. Yeah, it
doesn't
even matter anymore.
No, but seriously, we're super grateful that you're on. Thank you for coming.
Thanks
and
for
also, Sean,
me.
Thank you for coming back.
I think 3 is like the perfect time. Like, I think if you're not up by 3, we have bigger problems.
Okay, let's. Okay, this is coming from the guy that has thrown his entire life and soul into WoW classic hardcore mode.
Yeah. And Hearthstone Battlegrounds.
Oh, yes, two Blizzard properties.
I've been playing them like 12 hours a day for the past like 7 days.
Yeah, but you don't even play them like 12 hours a day at a set time. You play it for like 4 hours, go to sleep from like 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., wake up, play like 4 more hours, and then sleep again for 2 hours, and then you wake up and you play again for like 6 hours.
I'm really guilty about, like, you know, like when you hang out with all your friends in the living room, and then you're like, okay, guys, like, it's that time of the night, I gotta go to bed. And then everyone is my friend on Battle.net, so everyone just sees, like,
you're playing
Seanic has gone online on Battle.net, and I just, Hearthstone has opened. But they don't really see, like, what I'm doing in Hearthstone. They're like, that's weird. Why is he playing Hearthstone?
But they know now.
Now they know.
Now they know.
I just got Brun into playing Hearthstone.
It's bad. Because I was the one that introduced Sean to Hearthstone Battlegrounds, because you were typically playing, like, TFT when it came to
yeah.
Like, auto battlers.
I play like a Giga Chat auto battler game. Yeah, I play TFT. I dabbled.
Yeah.
And then Peter's on Hearthstone Battlers. Like, is that game really that fun? And then you were saying that Myung is playing. I'm like,
Myung plays that game.
Can this game be that good? And then I opened it, and then heroin.
Yeah, you see, I am fucking awful when it comes to strategy games in general. But Hearthstone Battleground is, like, just fun enough for my dumbass that, like, I can, like, continue to play it for hours. Because TFT, like, I get frustrated with because I genuinely just have a bad time every time I go in. I feel like I have to go, like, certain builds and stuff. And I'm just like, I don't know. It just feels bad when you're doing bad in TFT, if that makes sense.
Do you say, like, when you're playing TFT, I hear the whole I'm so unlucky a lot. Do you ever say that when you play, like, Battlegrounds as well?
There are times where it's usually like shop refreshes where I'm like I'm just like not hitting the thing that I'm trying to hit, you know what I mean? Because in Battlegrounds there are racial traits and stuff like murlocs, mechs, etc. The more you go into like certain things, like the less of them will be available. It's like the same concept
it's, like,
as TFT
similar.
So like there is that aspect to it, but like I don't know, I feel like Hearthstone doesn't have as much like tedious management the way like TFT does, like the character place. I mean, like placement still matters, but like not nearly as much as TFT. And then you also can't see your opponent's boards, so there's no scouting.
It's the perfect amount of like casual and competitiveness.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Like
you can't
us
scout.
Three bonded a lot over playing like Valorant.
Yeah.
But the problem with Valorant is there's like so much upkeep.
If I
take a break from Valorant for like 3 days and I come back, I'm like, wait, everyone just gets so good all of a sudden? Like,
are
you guys cheating now? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's true.
But it's not like that in this game.
Yeah. For this game, I just, like, I think it's fun because I genuinely just don't really care if I lose.
Mm.
Like, I feel like in Valorant, I am so invested that losses feel pretty bad. Like, I'm sorry, man. I'm the type of player where like winning is very important to like part of being having fun. Like, I know there are people that gotta have fun just like fucking around and stuff, and like like if they lose, whatever. But for me, if I'm playing ranked and then like I get shit on, I lose or I play poorly, then I'm not having fun. That's just me. But in Battlegrounds, I'm just like, all right, I went eighth. I don't give a fuck. Let's go again. But even though for like even for TFT, even though it's like a similar genre, like when I go eighth, there's something about it that just feels so much worse than going eighth in Battlegrounds. So
yeah,
yeah, that's been my go-to game for like just like casual playing.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you play anything outside of Valorant these days?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been playing Cookie Run Kingdom.
Let's go,
dude! Okay. I've been such a mobile gamer these days. I've been playing Cookie Run. I've been playing Honkai Star Rail. And then...
And that game is like...
It's a gacha game.
Similar to the other gacha game.
Well, it's unique in that it's a strategy RPG. So it's like a turn-based RPG.
It's turn-based. So you know like old Final Fantasy games? It's like turn-based. It's exactly like that.
And the characters like anime characters.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like Genshin characters.
Yeah.
They are Genshin characters?
No, they aren't. Like... It's not the same universe.
It's a separate universe.
So it's not like Super Smash.
No.
Okay, but that would be cool.
Yes.
Dude, I feel like actually, we just diverted topics.
Like a Super Smash game of Genshin characters and like all the HoYoverse characters.
I could see that happening.
That would be really cool.
The only problem with that, so I always think that so Super Smash came out and it was like revolutionary because it's the first time that like Sephiroth is gonna fight Yoshi.
Yeah, the
like
crossovers
when would that happen?
Sick.
Or like Diddy Kong,
like that
kind of
crossover
like, Snake. Mm-hmm. But then like Nickelodeon did it, and that was like really hard to play.
Yeah.
It was like Jake the dog. Well, I guess that's Cartoon Network. But it's like Jake the dog versus like
SpongeBob,
the Iron Giant.
Yeah,
or like SpongeBob.
Iron Giant, that was Multiverses.
Multiverse.
That was the Warner Brothers one.
So all of them that I've played are like almost good, but it feels like they're missing that like little thing.
There's like a crucial lacking detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could make the game good, but it's always lacking that.
I heard Multiverses, like the big issue with that game was that it was oriented around 2v2. Like, it was very niche in that way, in a way that's, like, not really appealing to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then with Nickelodeon, that shit just lacked polish altogether.
Like, I mean, I like the idea that they had with the 2v2. Like, my whole thing was, like, Smash Bros. Would be like, oh, how cool would it be if you could, like, combo moves together, like, fuse moves together when you're on a team?
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of did that with Multiverses, which was kind of cool, but... which I heard it's like it was in beta and then they took it down and they're taking it down for like a year.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Which is
really
crazy to me.
Weird.
It's
like no
crazy
game ever does
me.
That.
No.
Like goes
no.
into hibernation for a year.
No. Yeah,
because that was like a product people like paid for.
Well,
like,
yeah. And for like seasons, like season passes.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, it won like game of like fighter game of the year. I've never heard of like a game that's like won an award and then was like peace.
Yeah.
For like a year.
I don't know. I feel like every few months I'll just like hear news about some kind of multiplayer game that's just like taken offline, which is like kind of fucking sad if you think about it.
It's like, hard to invest. Like they got rid of Apex Legends Mobile.
Dude, right. That shit's gone, right?
Yeah, it's gone, which, and I don't think they were issuing refunds. So
I put
couple,
money in that fucking game. Yeah. Are you
Wait,
serious?
It was mobile separate to...
It was separate.
Yes. Oh.
Like, that was one of the reasons why I think it didn't like work is because it was its own separate thing.
There's no crossplay, yeah.
There was no like crossplay.
Yeah, Apex Mobile had like its own characters.
Oh, yeah, I remember there were like characters and skins that were not in the regular game.
Yeah, and like some of the skins looked really fucking good, too.
No, there was some really cool stuff. They had cool modes in there, too. They had like Team Deathmatch before they added it in and all this other stuff. So there were some cool ideas, but it was just like people just didn't play it.
Yeah, I think if they do an Apex iteration again, it's probably just going to be actual like Apex.
They're making a board game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Have you guys ever played like a video game adapted into the board game and you play the board game?
Yes. Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
That's a board game?
Is it good?
And it's so good.
Is it?
It's a bitch to set up.
Okay. Fair. As all board games are.
I do think a lot of problem with board games is that they are kind of hard to set up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm getting like Settlers of Catan vibes.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Is it like competitive? Like,
it's cooperative.
Okay.
It's cooperative, but so you're playing against whatever that company is that runs it. For everybody who plays Stardew Valley, there's like an evil corporation. It's basically buying up stuff, And so you're playing against them, and there's seasons, and there's all this stuff. But it's really good. I got it off of their Kickstarter. I don't know if they
sell. Celine's a farming game fiend, by the way.
I really am.
That's like one of her
really,
favorite genres.
Really, really fun. If you got people to hunker down and just like...
How many players is it?
I think it's four. It's 4 to 6.
Okay, the real question is, how long does it take to explain the instructions for that game?
I mean, it takes.
Because that... Is
it definitely
like
helps if you've played the game before, because then certain mechanics make sense.
Some of the translates,
but like if they're brand new, then it's like it's a little bit overwhelming. But
okay,
you always have to watch like a quick 5-minute YouTube tutorial, because like you trying to explain a rule to your friends versus like a professional person trying to explain the rules is like night and day.
Listen, I've tried that before too, but it was like a 30-minute YouTube video, and my friends just like were on their phones by the time like it was like maybe 2 minutes in.
I would lose interest in like 10 seconds.
Yeah,
it's really hard to get someone into like playing a new game if the like description is too high.
Yeah,
it's kind of like, you know, Steam sometimes you're like, oh, you tell your friend like, dude, let's play this game together, and they're like, sure, and it's like $30, and they're like, $30 to like try the game, like,
which is why I bought several copies of a game called Monster Hunter Rise.
I
bought 11 copies of Monster Hunter Rise, and one person actually tried to play the game for more than an hour. Thank you, Sid. At least you tried and told me you didn't like the game.
I did and play it for more than
another person that played it, was, got sponsored by the game. So, Skara, I didn't need to buy him a copy. Everyone else, fucking no one touched it.
Yeah, but they can return it. Like, Steam has a
no, the thing,
return.
The fucked up thing is they installed the game.
Oh, I installed
but
it.
But isn't it based on time in the game?
Yeah, but then they didn't.
But they just didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be honest.
They
I didn't refund.
I think
it.
No. I think there's like a lingering hope in the back of my head. Like maybe one day we'll just get really fucking drunk or high or some shit, and then we'll just like launch up Monster Hunter.
Or there's like an.
But I know
drought.
It's not gonna happen. So it's whatever. I've made my peace. Fuck it. Whatever.
Yeah, there's like a really small chance I play. Like,
no, the thing
so
is, okay,
small.
Okay, but the thing is, when Monster Hunter World came out and I was playing it with Albert, we got Sean to try it, and he actually liked it. Like, he liked it. He stopped himself. Was like, this is kind of bringing me back to my WoW days. That's what you said. I'm quoting you verbatim.
But now, World
and he
Warcraft
was like,
has returned.
And so he was like, I can't play this game because I'm afraid I'm getting addicted. And so he stopped playing because he was like, I have to focus on, like, League and other games. The competitive games.
I think.
So he stopped.
I don't have an excuse because I play Hearts and Barons. But I have a problem now that I'm kind of, like, grown up where, like... I can't. It's hard for me to play a game that I don't see like a future in.
Wow, like, that hurt me so badly. That dude.
It would be
okay.
Different. Like, do you stream Monster Hunter?
We have.
But
I
like I would not. I wouldn't stream.
But
that
they
game.
Would watch you.
Okay, sure. But I like don't feel comfortable streaming that game. I like games that have like PvP.
He does like games that have PvP.
I get it.
Maybe
I get
if they
it.
Made like a Monster Hunter party game.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like Mario Party, but Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like a Mario Party, like any sort of
or
like
a themed,
like a Overcooked. You know what I mean? Like a party game where you get people. It's very simple to know, but it changes every time you play. Easier to get.
So just like not Monster
Hunter. I'm sure there's a way to do it.
Like Monster Hunter
I'm
characters,
sure.
But
I
nothing
mean,
like Monster Hunter.
Yeah. To be fair, they made a Monster Hunter game that's like a JRPG, like a turn-based JRPG.
Yeah.
So at least there's that for the people who don't want the active combat.
I do think it's so hard to get people into like, how do you describe it? Like games that are a bit more, you know, competitive games are fast. Mm-hmm. Your commitment is like what, 20 minutes to an hour? Monster Hunter is like 500 hour commitment.
Yeah.
Well, each hunt is like 20 minutes to an hour.
But I don't
think
people
like one
look at
game
it that
of
way.
League is equivalent to one game of Monster Hunter, and like losing in Monster Hunter is way less frustrating than losing in League of Legends.
I don't know. I mean, I get into games like that fine, but like I feel like, you know, Sean has difficulty getting into games that
yeah, I have
are
to, like,
a bit
sharpen
more
my weapon,
progression.
And then my bard has to like play his great horn, and then I have to like get my spear rotation, and then the dragon cleaves me and then flies to another side of the mountain. I'm like, I can't play this. This is for what? And then I kill him finally after like an hour, and then he drops one scale, and then I go to the shop guy. I'm like, yo, I got one dragon scale. How many do I need? He's like, you need 50 to make this armor. I'm like, okay, but how many armor pieces are there? There's 6. I'm like,
but
League
that's
of Legends.
So fun.
League of Legends, I like own a guy. I just shit all over him. And then I type in all chat like, dude, you're so bad. And then I know he's fuming. I know he's so mad. Like in Monster Hunter, the NPC makes me mad, and then the shopkeeper makes me mad, and it's just like I didn't really annoy anyone in this scenario.
Dude, you know what's crazy though? When I first played League, I didn't really come from PvP games. I played like a lot of single player games, like more story based games. I was like, I remember playing the game, and like you get to level 18. 18's max level in game, right? And then you buy items and stuff. And then after the game was over, I was like, wait, I have to start that all over? Like, you want me to CS again? You want me to buy items again? Level up again? And I was like, it just didn't make sense to me because I was so used to playing, like, save progression games. And I was just like, you want me to do this over and over again? But then I got into the spirit of it. I understood, like, the competitive integrity and all of that. And I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. But before that, I was baffled at the idea of like resetting over and over again.
You're right,
every
I also
game.
Think chess is lame.
Okay, well, I didn't play
Wait,
chess.
So I real dude, WoW is just like Monster Hunter.
No, exactly. It's not.
You group up, yes. You take on dungeons like until you get the gear you want and gear up to take on harder dungeons.
Yeah, and you do
They're
the dungeon
the same.
Over
It's
over
the
again
same
to perfect
fucking
your
thing.
Stats
They're not
and
the same.
Your gear.
In hardcore WoW, you can't do the same dungeon more than once. And if you die, you die in real
but
life.
But you also play retail WoW.
Yeah, but I'm not going to play again. Are you guys playing Retail WoW 100%?
You know the new raid comes out today?
Yeah, but, like, I don't, like, log back on. Like, and there's nothing on the line. So I've learned that just, like, high stakes, high rewards. That's why I, like...
What if we played Monster Hunter
there's
high
no
stakes?
There's no stakes.
If you die in Monster Hunter, you have to make a new character.
Permadeath.
I would cry. Actually, can you imagine
there
that?
There are a lot of bullshit
hardcore
yeah.
Monster Hunter.
Hardcore Monster Hunter sounds awful, honestly.
I would not.
Monster
that's like something
Hunter,
a pro player would do.
Monster Hunter has some things from like Tarkov that's like hard for me to like wrap my head around. Like,
oh my god, Tarkov.
Like, I hit this
is,
boss and I'm like, I don't know if it's. I have no idea what its health is. Or like, there's so many things. It's like real life. Like, I fight a bear and I stab the bear. I don't know how much health the bear has, but I know the bear is going to kill me if I don't finish it in, like, 3 seconds. Like, it's enraged.
Yeah.
And now the timer's begun.
Yeah. So you don't like not seeing health bars?
Mm.
I mean, I would like to see health bars.
I mean, there are mods. But it, like,
no,
defeats-
no, no.
No, I do know one thing. When I first played Monster Hunter World, the biggest turnoff was that I was doing 7 damage at a time.
How do you know you're doing 7 damage?
You see your damage
in
the
new
the
Monster
thing,
Hunter
but you don't
games,
see its health
you
bar.
You can see the damage that you do.
Yeah.
Mm. Not the damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, dude, this is a struggle. Coming from like games where you see like big flashy numbers.
Yeah, like wow, you're doing like 100K.
So that's the biggest turnoff for retail WoW is like I hit someone for like 1,000,000. I'm like, that seems like a lot. And then his health bar doesn't move. I'm like,
yeah.
Huh,
that's
maybe
true.
That's nothing.
They shrunk down the numbers recently though, I want to say, right? Like they like made it so like
I have no idea.
I think they made it so like numbers aren't as like giga big as they used to be. So yeah. To make it a little more reasonable, like you don't do like 10 billion damage and you're just like, oh, he just kind of shrugged off 10 billion damage.
Yeah, I think that's important to like kind of keep the numbers like meaningful.
But I understand with like retail WoW because they're always adding 10 levels to the thing. It's like, well, we can only increase. It feels weird to suddenly decrease things.
They should leave the past in the past. I also think League of Legends should do this. I think everyone, like League of Legends now, I tried to get my housemates to play it. They don't know what's going on. And it's really hard for me to explain to them, like, what's what. Like,
League
some guy picks Skarner, who's like a scorpion in League of Legends. And for some reason, when you pick the scorpion character, spires spawn on the map. And you have to capture these spires. And then my friends are like, oh, like, that's just part of the map. I'm like, no, this is only on the map because it's one specific character is in the game. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't really make sense. But it's in the game.
Yeah,
so.
It's so hard to get new players into League because it's like there's so many champions. Every champion has 4 abilities and a passive. The newer champion's passive alone does 10 different things. Their ulti does 10 different things compared to older champions where it's like, oh yeah, Annie's abilities now. Like you charge, was it 4 of them, 3 of them? You can stun the next. It was like super simple. Now you have Aphelios whose guns do like several different things at the same time. And then Akshan like revives people, whatnot. And then... it's just a lot. It's like not even just a game of objectives anymore.
They have to cut it in half. I think that the one trick is just to suck it up.
Just delete existing characters. Yeah.
50 characters. Like, it would be like if soccer just always evolved. And it's like, well, yeah, you play soccer with the regular balls, but now there's the golden snitch ball.
I agree, but
you can only headbutt this one. And then, like, if you hit it in, like, earthquakes happen and it ruptures the ground. And now there's mountains you have to play. It's like, there's, like, way too many things now.
No, I completely agree with this. My biggest fear with Valorant is it's going to have too many agents. And I think the game is, like, fine. I think they should shift their focus instead of making new agents, make new maps. Like, yeah. More maps, cool. Like, the game has, like, a lot of variants. Is that a word? I don't know. But then if you keep adding agents, you lose the essence of the gameplay, and it just becomes...
Like, Overwatch is a good example. Like, when you're a spectator and you're watching Overwatch, there's so many things happening that you're just like, I don't get what's happening. Because they added Harbor and they added Gecko, which are super fun. I think they're really cool for the game. But, like, if you watch, like, VCT matches, like, there's Poseidon is, like, fighting Ash Ketchum, like, level 99. And there's stuff everywhere, all over. Like, you have no idea what's happening. It's just, like... There's too much. Like, there needs to be less clutter, and it just needs to be, like, a gun-oriented game.
I also don't mind if the characters essentially do the same thing, same abilities, but just have, like, a different character design for it. Like, I don't care if there's, like, another character with the exact same util as Sova, but it's, like, a girl. Like, I'm down for that. Or, like, a different character.
You just want more girl Sova.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But, like...
They should have... Since the models are all the same, they should actually have skins where you can buy the guy and the girl version of every character. Nice. I think, like, people would like that.
I just don't think they'll ever do that, just because so much visual information that you need to know on the fly. Like, like, you could tell the difference between characters based off their silhouettes. True. So, like, if you... Like, oh, shit, is that male Sova or female Gecko? I think that's not going to happen. I also think they're going to release like 3 agents a year.
The worst thing, and I know what they're going to do, and it's going to make the releasing 3 agents a year worse, is like they're eventually going to release a champion that copies other champions. Because that always happens in every game. There's one wizard-esque character with like a robe or something, and he steals abilities.
Oh my god, like Viego should have never been made.
Like Viego, Rubrik.
Rubrik.
Silas. Rubrik?
Oh, Rubrik.
Rubrik.
From Dota. Yeah, I see. There tends to be... I mean, especially from League to Dota, because like League was heavily inspired by Dota. There's a lot of fucking crossover. Like Ash versus Drow Ranger from Dota. Things like that.
Well, what I'm interested in is like compared to like League of Legends, they've had all these different characters and whatnot. But with Valorant, like you can't have like a fat character.
Right.
Because of
hitboxes.
Like, yeah, hitboxes. So once they start adding in all these characters, like everybody's literally like the same height and weight.
Damn, you just made me realize how fat phobic Valorant is. That's fucked up.
They should just make all the characters fat.
Yeah.
No, they could be like Apex Legends.
Dude.
Which, so Apex Legends, something that really bothers me is characters are different heights.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you play like the shortest character, your POV is short. And if you play the tallest character, you're tall. Pathfinder.
I actually didn't know POV made a difference.
Yeah, so Pathfinder, you're like way higher, and Lifeline, you're like way shorter.
Oh my god!
And all the character models have different hitboxes, and like for the longest, they're still balancing it to this day. But I'm down that Valorant makes a character that's twice as big as all the other characters, but he has twice as much health, and he has a hook, and he can hook someone and eat them, and he gets health back.
Roadhog here from Overwatch.
I was thinking Pudge from Dota, he's kind of like based off Pudge.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think there's going to be, like, a hook skill shot character in Valorant at some point, which is going to be awful, but like... I think it'll happen. Like, I think it'll be, like, their ult, and then it'll go through walls or some shit and, like, pull them in or something, or you pull yourself toward them, some bullshit like that.
How terrifying would that be is, like, somebody hits a Sova dart, you see them, and then you just throw
a... You just see a giant hook,
We're
just, like, Urgot ult now, I guess.
Just chain you to the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Urgot was in Valorant, that'd be so sick.
Yeah, your limbs shoot shotguns in every direction.
If you're close, you just shorties,
you really
all
lose
360
the essence.
Yeah, shorties built into his elbows and shit.
I feel like at that point, you lose the essence that it's attacked FPS, and at that point, it's just smite.
But I do think that there is a real fear that Valorant will go in the direction of losing that attacked FPS feeling.
Yes!
And then they're going to have that, hold on, guys, we need a fucking... Chill the fuck out. You
know?
I think there'll be a time because, like, when we play, like, CSGO, I'm going to anger a lot of people here. CSGO frogs get all mad and they're like, this is a masculine game, blah, blah, blah. Valorant's for children. This is a baby game, blah, blah. there will be a time when like, I do think Valorant will have too many things where I'm kind of like, oh yeah, this is like, this needs to be more like Counter-Strike than Valorant.
That's kind of what happened with League of Legends for me personally. I felt like once they started making these really intricate, elaborate, fancy champions that do like 50 things, I feel like it really lost the essence of the gameplay. And then it just became like, I mean, isn't that kind of what happened to Fortnite? Like what people added like rockets and robots and...
Well, they took out building in Fortnite. Well, not like all Fortnite, but they have now no build mode.
That's really
like,
popular.
I know Michael, Michael and Lily play all the time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like, you want to play? I'm like, no. I'm over Fortnite. I had a phase. I loved Fortnite, and then like some 8-year-old like built a Thanos wall on me, and I was like, oh, no, it's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The skill floor for that game shot up like fucking crazy when building was introduced, and I was like, I can't keep up with what the young kids meant. That was the game that made me feel the most boomer.
Yeah,
like, is this like the average skill of a child? Like, they are better architects than like actual real life architects. Like,
I think it helps that they came from Minecraft, because I think like because you start with Minecraft, you like see the world as like blocks, and in Fortnite, you kind of see the world as like blocks.
Oh, I've never thought of that.
I'm just making excuses why like the kids are better than me. But, like, I don't know why they're actually better than me. No, but they seems like they see the game. Like, they're like,
they see the game differently.
Yeah, they're building like the Eiffel Tower, and I'm building like a 2x2.
I just remember like learning how to build. It was like everyone did the same. Like, it was like floor, ramp, wall, floor, ramp, wall. And then like when you're fighting someone, you edit a window in the wall, you fight, you edit it back to
and then
be
you,
a
like,
wall.
Pump shock on your
and then you just oh my god.
Yeah, their crosshair is always doing like semicircles and shit for some reason. Like, I'm like having a seizure watching them play.
I think Fortnite was the one game where I like, because I get pretty competitive with games and I like getting good at games. I think Fortnite was the one game where I was like, yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, I'm not even gonna attempt
this. I just don't
like
process it the same way that they are processing
it. It's just too much. It's actually too much.
Yeah, no build Fortnite was probably the most fun I've had with Fortnite in years. Same. It was a good time for a little bit.
I am jealous of, like, the reach Fortnite has in terms of, like, every time I log in Fortnite, I'm, like, so impressed with, like, what
collabs
are doing, what skins they have. I'm just like, man, I wish, like...
You know who logs on all the time and buys every single new skin? I think Peter has every single collaborative skin in every game ever.
Not only, okay.
You're like every game's favorite customer.
Bro, I don't. God damn.
Peter's a collector.
Fuck.
You are a collector.
You ever think about your inventory, your gaming accounts could sell for a lot in the future, probably.
Yeah, but I'm never going to give him my fucking email and password.
Oh, what if you're like.
If I could, like, unlink my email and give him a different email, I would consider it.
What if you would you give your gaming account to your kid?
Yes, definitely.
That'd
as long as they
nice
don't delete
gift, no?
content.
Your parents would have such OG skins.
Do you guys ever think that like your kids just will hate video games?
Then no. I won't have children. Retroactively, I will force my wife to reabsorb them into the womb if they don't like fucking.
You know how
video games.
Like you try and you know like your parents try and make you like play piano or like play soccer or like do like stuff. But then you're not really into it. That's like not your thing. I wonder if that's because like my best friend growing up, I tried really hard to get him into like video games, but he just like wasn't into it.
Wow.
He was just like was really into baseball for some reason.
Dude, I'm gonna play the Kingdom Hearts soundtrack against my pregnant wife's belly as like, she's.
That's their theme song.
Yeah, I'm like, you better fucking love this game series that I never actually finished.
They're gonna play the game later and I'm gonna be like, why does this feel so nostalgic? But I've never heard this before.
It's almost like I was destined to play this game. It's like, yes you were, you really were. But nothing past Kingdom Hearts 2, you can stop there.
Yeah, to be fair, that's like the most convoluted storyline ever.
Kingdom
the
amount
Hearts?
Of times
it's
I've
so
like
confusing.
Rewatched the lore video is a lot, and I'm just like, dude, this shit, like, I have someone literally explaining to me what's happening. I still have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. Crazy.
It could be its own like college major. It's like so in-depth and confusing and like convoluted.
It is pretty confusing.
And you have to play on like so many different systems. You have to play on like PlayStation,
mobile,
the
DS,
Game Boy SP.
Oh, yeah.
Like it is across so many
like,
different games.
They had like so many games that launched for like very specific devices.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Only those consoles.
And they all matter. Like they're all actually
all
connected.
Matter. The 3.5 and the 3 matter. And the 2.5 and the 1.5.
They did release, I think, like either a PS3 or PS4 collection that either had the games on other consoles or like had like some kind of thing
PS4.
That explained to
I think
you
it's
what
a
happened.
PS4 one. I think I bought that.
But
actually.
Then like it was like some of the games they wanted it's not a game. You just are watching slideshows telling you the lore of the game because they don't want to. How are you supposed to translate fucking Nintendo DS controls to like a PS4? You know,
true,
so
true.
Yeah, that is a game series that
Which
I love.
Which one was that one? It was like 352.
Yes, that one.
One
days.
Days remaining.
I think
there's
like
or something.
Recoded
yeah.
as well. Some shit like that. fuck it. That game was like perfect for its time and has, I don't know.
I feel like it didn't age. It's not like it didn't age well. It's just like it was so cool. Like Utada Hikaru was cool. The graphics were cool. It's like the first time Final Fantasy characters are like with Disney crossover. It was cool.
It was really romantic.
Yes.
It was really, it was like the level of romance. Not that it was like romancy. Sorry, when I use the word romantic, I mean like kind of like fantastical more so. Mm-hmm. It was like a good amount of romance and fantasy where like a kid didn't feel like a kid could get into it.
Right. Yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah. And I think that was like the real magical feeling it was giving to everyone. I never played Kingdom Hearts because my parents didn't let me own a PS2. But I kid you not, I love the soundtrack. I love the story. I love the characters so much. I would like YouTube videos. I would like read about Kingdom Hearts 2. I would go to GameStop, buy like a Kingdom Hearts, those guidebooks, and I'd read it. And it felt like I was playing the game.
Guidebooks.
I know. Yeah. But I never got to play the game. But I knew so much about Kingdom Hearts and the characters only because I was so interested in the entire franchise.
For what it's worth, I still think Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 are very playable today.
Wow.
Because yeah.
Every now and then, I will like go back and play specifically 1 and 2. And I don't know if it like holds up, but I'm still having fun playing it. I'm not like fighting the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would maybe try it out, honestly.
No, I used to beg my cousin owned a PS2, and I'd beg him to play, and I'd just sit there and watch him play.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed watching the gameplay so much, but I never got to play it myself.
Dude, fighting Sephiroth for the first time
in
Kingdom Hearts 1 was by far one of like my pivotal just like gaming memories.
Oh, is it like just a moment you're like, wow, I succeeded that?
Yes,
because
that fight was so fucking hard for like 12-year-old me. And then after a while, I started like destroying him. But then like...
Yeah, eventually you outscale him.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think when Cloud walks onto the screen for the first time, I like screamed as like a kid.
Dude, it was so cool!
Cloud is like my favorite like idol video game character ever. And
yeah,
I'm like playing Final Fantasy. I'm just playing Kingdom Hearts. I'm like, I know he's gonna come up sometime, and he like walks in the Gladiator arena. He is like, for some reason, he's like with Hercules, like that world.
Yeah, because he's working for Hades as like his dude, and then like you know all that shit happens. And what's so cool is they combined Cloud's design with Vincent Valentine from Final Fantasy VII.
So he has like a scar. He has like the cool scarf.
Cool. Yeah, and the metal gauntlet. And I was just like, those are like my two favorite like in terms of aesthetics
Vincent
characters.
Vincent Valentine was probably one of my first like crushes,
dude. And they used the design. He had the wing, and I was like, that's so fucking cool.
He's like the one character that joins your party and you're like, wait, this guy might be cooler than Cloud.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's got like riz.
I will say I remember his limit break was very lame in my opinion. Oh, he like transforms into different horror characters.
Yeah,
I think
horror characters.
Yeah, there's like one where like he turns into like a like Freddy or like Jason with like a chainsaw and like other monsters. Like that
no
was like
idea.
His gimmick if I remember correctly, but like
it would have been better if they just gave him like Omni Slash, but instead of like slashing, he shoots you.
Yeah, like, which is like kind of like what they did with a standalone game sort of.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. I feel like Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy X were games that made me like the romance genre.
Is 10 the one with Titus?
Yes.
And
yeah,
yeah, that one. My cousin also played that one. I begged him to
that
play
one had a lot
I
of romance.
Watching.
Yes.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
made me like very like in touch with my romantic side.
No, it made you like romance.
Yeah.
Like as a kid, like I never was into romance until Kingdom Hearts and like Final Fantasy X, just like that entire franchise. I don't know how they did it, but it really makes you enjoy romance, or that it's not like cooties, or it's not like silly, it's not like too old for you. It's got like meaning to it.
Like I fucking
cried.
We
also like die for each other. It's like that kind of romance.
Yeah.
It's like the whole world is ending. It's like I'll die so I can save you, and then they sacrifice themselves, and then like something happens. And
yeah,
it's like that kind of romance.
Yeah, The first Kingdom Hearts was the first game to make me cry, because at the very end, when Sora is like etching, or like, no, sorry, Kairi is etching the Paopu fruit.
Oh, I remember.
Onto the wall. Like, she sees like that Sora like drew it.
Drew something.
Yeah, and then she's like drawing it back after they're separated again at the end. I was just like, oh, just like ugly sobbing, dude. That shit was amazing. With like Utada Hikaru music just like playing in the background. Oh my god, that shit was
amazing. Epic. It's actually so epic.
I would actually play it. I think you should stream yourself playing it.
I gave it a shot. So I bought the PS4 pack, that pack you were talking about, and I was playing the first one, and I really liked it, and then I got to the Aladdin level. Dude, my least favorite thing about video games is that there always has to be a spider in it. There, oh, at the Aladdin level, the clay pots, the vases turn into like spider-like things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I couldn't play after that. I was like, this is actually triggering my arachnophobia, and I can't play this game anymore.
That is fair. That is, those dudes are fucking annoying.
It would pop out of nowhere and start crawling around, and I'm like, I can't do this. This is, I know like the graphics are kiddish, but it still like triggers that fear inside of me.
I have a question.
Yeah.
So like arachnophobia is like your fear of spiders. Okay? Yes. So I don't know, like, what I'm deeply afraid of, but, like, would you be less afraid of a spider if it was, like, could talk and it, like, had spoke English?
You mean in, like, real life?
Well, like, I mean, like, in a game, does it help if the spider can, like, talk and it's, like, a gentleman?
Yeah, I guess if it's like, what's it word? Like, human... It's, like,
humanoid?
Personified. Personified, thank you.
So let's give it a human voice, and I give it a top hat and a monocle. And, like, it's still a spider...
But yeah, like, yeah, yeah. I would like it a lot more if it had a monocle.
So I think we should add that to video games. Because I don't think anyone ever likes spiders in video games. Like, I'm not afraid of spiders, but when I see a spider in a video game, I'm like, huh, I have to kill you now for experience.
Dude, every video like it, though. Game has just a spider level.
Every RPG has, like, a spider
POE
area or level.
Diablo, which I gave a recent shot at. Like, oh,
to
my
be fair,
God, spiders.
More games are coming out with an arachnophobia mode.
I know, which I'm really grateful for, but I just
I don't think anyone likes spiders.
I think I'm all right with them.
But, like, would you like it more if there were no spiders? Or perhaps a spider with a monocle.
I'm actually,
and spoke English.
I would prefer less spiders, more just because they're kind of cliche and boring.
That's how I feel.
They're like not. Good. They're just not that interesting of an enemy type to me. It's not that I'm like scared of them. Like when I play Monster Hunter, like that's the only situation where I like spider bosses because they're so different from the other bosses. Like, yeah, I don't have like an innate fear of like most insects. I would say I don't like things that flutter and like get in your face though.
Yeah, I don't
fuck
like that,
that
either. No, I get that insects are so easy to villainize because they're like creepy, crawly, whatever. But I just don't like them. I rather fight a blob than a bug.
I think most people would rather fight a blob than a bug. Okay. Blobs are fairly harmless, I think.
I'm glad I'm not. It's not a weird.
Okay,
opinion.
What if it's a blob, but it's like made out of human flesh?
That would gross me out, but I'd rather fight that than a spider.
Really? And then, like, you could kind of make out the different humans that it absorbed. Like, imagine if, like, this blob absorbed
me. I mean, I feel like you see stuff
Sean.
Like that in anime a lot.
Maybe.
That,
but, like,
feels, that kind of feels like Attack on Titan.
Would you be able to fight this blob if you see, like, Sean's face, like, stretched across the side of it and mine,
mean,
like, somewhere, like...
I mean, it would look...
We're the same blob, or we're
yeah,
two
we're part of the
blobs.
Same... This blob absorbed both of us, and then, like, is able to, like, work our mouth, like, if we're talking, like...
I mean, it would look villainous enough.
That's different,
that
though.
Fight.
If we can tell Celine jokes, I think she wouldn't kill us.
Oh,
I think
yeah,
if we can
true.
Only say our own name, like, Pokemon, like, Ditto...
That would be so creepy.
That would be... Just end us.
We have to find out a way where we could absorb... Like, we could trick Celine and absorb her and be part of us.
If no. I couldn't execute humor in any way, I would just want you to, like, just farm us for XP. Just, like, don't even worry about... Don't worry about saving us. We're too far gone.
No, dude. Fuck. Imagine if we just, like, are not funny anymore after we get absorbed. That's, like, the worst, like, fate that I could think of.
I feel like everyone else we absorb would also lose their humor. We'd just be, like, a really boring entity that moves around.
Have you ever seen The Thing?
Either
one. There's, like,
yes.
The old one and new
I
one.
I saw the
thing.
New
What's
one.
Yeah,
thing?
So the new one, they
You would
absorb.
Hate it.
Why?
Because there is, like, arachnid...
Ish
features?
Yeah.
Basically, it's an alien that was encased in ice that it's unearthed, and it has the ability to kill and absorb things and mimic those things. But, like, in its alien form, it, like, has, like,
yeah,
appendages.
Like,
and, yeah.
And like has the people's faces on it.
That's yeah, like a Chao in Sonic Adventure.
Like, imagine a head. Imagine Chows a head so with, like, cute. Arms and legs.
But you can make them ugly.
Yeah. You can?
You just, like, you give them an ugly animal, and they eat it, and then they get the ugly animal trait.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Damn. Now that you phrase it in that way, Chows are horrifying.
Yeah. You just give them live animals, and then they, like, eat them alive, and they get, like, tiger hands.
Also, the reason why I randomly laughed was because I was thinking when, dude, if a... Because I have a big fear of spiders, naturally, I like my boyfriends to be able to kill spiders.
Uh-huh.
One of my turnoffs is when a guy can't kill a spider. And so I laughed because I was like thinking, I was like, yeah, that's very real for me.
Wait, so they can't kill it. Is it off of morality or are they just not quick
enough? Because they're afraid.
Oh, okay.
And if they're more afraid than I am,
they're useless.
It's like having a guy who can't open a jar for me. Like, I can't.
Lame.
Yeah.
You can open a jar.
I can open every jar.
Pathetic.
We don't have that problem, right, Sean?
I also don't have emotions.
Guy or girl, I guess.
Just make sure I haven't used lotion.
Did you see that kind of toxic Twitter thread?
What?
It was like turnoffs for.
Oh yeah. I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, it was like.
But it was a girl saying.
Yeah, like so there was, I think it was either a Twitter thread or a TikTok trend where like, they essentially would talk about their icks for men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of the icks would be like pretty reasonable, but some of them would be like, oh, if he shows fear during a car crash, it's just like.
What?
Yeah, it's just like.
What a pussy.
Yeah, it's like it's like they were like trying to explain like, oh yeah, like I want them to feel like they're in control at all times, and like if they're scared, then like I can't rely on them to protect me.
Isn't the whole thing with a car crash is that you're out of control?
Yeah. So it's just that's the thing. Like, some of these TikToks had this trend where it was just like, wait, your ick was them like being fearful in a situation where they may die.
Wait, some are hella funny though. One is like a girl. She's like, you know what my greatest ick is? It's like one time I was at a club and this guy dropped his glasses on the ground and he told everyone around him, like, everyone stop. I dropped my glasses. And then he has to like bend down to get his glasses.
Wait, I would think that's funny.
No. But then the guy who's like watching TikTok gets hella sad and he like adds to his list of like icks from girls and he's like, not being able to see is like the ick.
Oh no.
What are your other icks?
Mine?
Yeah,
wait,
I'm
what
curious.
The guy has to be able to kill? It's just a fear thing. What if like he's not afraid of the spider?
I said it's an ick, but like I don't think it would be
It's okay to be honest.
Yes, I'll be honest. I don't think it would be as far as like a I don't like you anymore kind of thing. It would just be like, man, like that's like something I need from you, man. icks. I can't think of.
I mean, I know for a fact that if you play games with them and they exhibit less than good gameplay skills,
okay,
it is a turnoff.
Okay, I will not lie. So this one time, okay, when a guy's not good at Valorant for some reason, I don't mind. So Valorant gameplay, I don't know why. I don't mind at all that they're bad. League of Legends, for some reason, when a guy's bad at League, it looks really pathetic to me. And so I think if for me personally with League, if you're not good, yeah, I probably won't ask him to play ever, because that one, I don't know why, it's just League of Legends. That one is legitimately a turnoff to me. Valorant, I'm fine with. Other competitive games, I'm fine with, like Apex, Valorant, whatever. For some reason, with League, I do get a bit more.
You gotta be Faker, bro.
I do get a bit more. And like, I'm like, huh.
Wait, have you ever had like a crush on a guy and then you got into a lobby with him and then he was just like fucking dog shit and then you were just like,
no.
You know I'm good. Really? Never.
Haven't.
Not even for League?
No. But I think it's because usually when I like the guy, they're already like,
it's because they're good.
Good at the game.
Got it.
I have though,
like inverse ick.
I have though, like, I was like talking to a guy and then we played League together. And then I was like, yeah, I don't see him in like a
romantic way.
In a romantic way.
He's more like a blob. Like, he's like less like a human, he's more like an NPC blob. Like
yeah.
A little teammate. Oh, like sorry. We just
dude, but it's so weird because it's just League. I've played with guys in like Valorant like plenty worse than me, and I just laugh it off. I think it's funny. For some reason,
no, hell no. I definitely have seen some fucking clips, man.
Oh, okay.
I've seen some clips. I feel like amongst our friends, we are pretty understanding when we fuck up.
Yeah.
And we won't, like, brag on the other people.
Yeah.
Selena is one of the first people I've ever met. Like, to a friend will be like, uninstall. Do not play the game ever again.
Wow, you're toxic.
Uninstall delete the game from your hard drive.
That's different because Aiden is normally really,
wow,
really good.
Wow, you said his name.
There's only one moment I did that, okay? And he's normally really, really good, but he just, like, did the most, like, bronze play ever. And I was so confused. I was embarrassed for us. I was embarrassed for the enemy team. Like, we're in an immortal lobby, immortal radiant lobby, and he's just, like, so lost. I was like, dude, like, you play this game, how do you pull that off? And I was so embarrassed.
Poor Aiden.
I think that was the first time I pulled an FF vote.
Wow. Yes, there are blobs in Valorant as well.
And his name is Aiden.
But there's a lot of Aidens. It could be anyone.
NRG Aiden. Sorry.
There's only one of those. Okay. I'll try and save you, Aiden.
I've only been really toxic to three guys in their moments, so that's...
I know one of them's Abe.
Wait, that one's pretty valid,
bro,
though.
Oh
that
my... I saw
though.
The
clip,
and it's amazing. So... It was for Toast. Oh, wait, you know what? You tell the story.
No.
No, you have to tell it. It's better from your perspective.
Are you guys on the same team?
No, I just watched the clip.
It's me, Jody, and Abe. It was the hide and seek Apex tournament. Oh my god, dude. Okay, so there's like hide and seek, right? We can't do anything. The purpose is to hide.
Yeah.
Abe sees like these two pipes on the ceiling, and he's playing Loba as he always does, and he thinks he can hide there. And instead of tossing the ring, like, over it, he tosses his cue, like, at it. Mm-hmm. And I was just like...
So there are two pipes running parallel.
Yeah.
And there's, like, the tiniest little crack.
No, there is, like, no gap.
No,
like,
it's basically non-existent.
Yeah,
but that is what Abe is trying to aim for. And he's just like... he's trying to light it up. And then Celine... Like, people are calming to Abe. Celine's like... Abe, I don't think that's going to fit. Like, I think you should throw it from the side. And Abe is, like, not saying shit, right? He's, like, completely in the zone. And then you just see him chuck his fucking utility. It hits the pole and bounces back onto the ground. And then Sleem just goes, Abe, are you stupid? Like that. In, like, the most banshee scream I've ever heard in my life. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then Abe, goes, stop yelling at me!
Yeah, he's stressed.
Okay, but like it looked like he was trying to fit a fucking frisbee through like a pencil sharpener hole.
Like, you know, when you like see a video game environment, you kind of understand the hitbox is what you're like allowed to go on.
Also,
like,
sometimes hitbox like doesn't line up. So you
listen,
just
Sean,
the
his crosshair was thicker than the gap between
like,
the pipes.
Was like the object, his stupid Q ability ring is bigger than the gap.
Yeah,
it was impossible.
I'm starting to think that the game does matter. It's not just League.
No!
I'm starting to get that a little bit.
No. It's just League.
I do think that sometimes, like, I don't say anything, but I'll see, like, a play happen in the game. And I just think, like...
like,
huh. I'm, like, so curious. Like, this is me being super brutally honest. I, like, sometimes think, like, oh, I wonder what the SAT score was.
Based no, off of like, it's true.
No,
you,
like, I'm not going to say it out loud, but in my mind, I'm kind of like...
Dude, it's like when...
Huh?
Yes, it's when somebody says, like, 2 + 2, and then it's not 4, and it becomes, like, 10, and then you're just like...
How'd you get to that conclusion?
That's kind of what I think.
Yeah, show me your work.
Yeah!
Show the work. Like, I think there's a lot of, like...
Yes, I agree. When, like... Even when I watch gold players and like Valorant or whatever, I understand why they did what, even if it's not right. But when I see like a really high elo player just do something that's not even
just defies
like,
comprehension.
Yeah, like it wasn't even the right process. Like I'm just like, it baffles me. I can't understand it.
Nice.
It's also different if they're, like, flustered or panicked. Like, if you're flustered or panicked, it's fine.
Yeah,
like,
I find that funny.
Sometimes you do iron plays. If you're, like, super overwhelmed. But if Abe is, like,
the slow, dumb play as opposed to the fast, dumb play, if he's watching it
and everyone is kind of, like, calming, like, hey, maybe try this. Maybe this could work, you know?
Yeah.
But I do, my favorite, one of my favorite things about Abe is stubbornness.
I do agree with that. It's a very charming part. In a very,
oh, charming is the word we're using.
A charming in a very,
I would say Abe charms me very often. But it's because he makes me laugh in like a lot of things he does. Yeah. And decides to do.
Yeah, it's character.
I like, at the end of the day, I chalk it up to, I know Abe is trying to go for a very memorable moment.
Yeah.
And it is, in fact, very memorable.
I never forget.
Yeah, you will never. I don't, I need will to write never it down. Forget that Apex clip of you and Abe, ever.
Dude.
Like, I will be in my dying day, like, in my bed, just, like, fucking shriveling away. And I'll just, like, think about, like, Abe, are you stupid? Yeah, so, it would be great.
Dude, like, my most popular memorable moments are when I'm toxic, apparently. But I have those, like, once a year. Actually, once a year. Okay, well, all three of those kind of happened in like months apart, but like, still, like, I don't have that many. It's only three moments: the Abe one, the Aiden uninstall one, and then I called more bronze in Valorant too. And yeah.
I was wondering if we're gonna hit all three names, and we did.
Why not, dude? It's on the internet. I don't care. I don't mind.
All right, let's go a more positive route now. Yeah. As opposed to X, what are you, wait, what would they, is it yums? Like, what is like, what is
yeah, turn on. Closest thing is like a turn on. But I feel like we should have a shorter name for that. That's like so long.
Axe? X and axe?
No.
Oh, like a sound ack.
Yeah.
Ack sounds like an ack. Sounds like a different way of saying ick. Yeah. I say yum because I was thinking like, when I think of ick, I think of like food. Ooh, sometimes. Yummy.
Yeah.
Ick.
But like yum also sounds weird, like in a sexual way.
It sounds strange.
Well, not like a sexual way, but okay, maybe I think like lick, because I think like because I think
so
like,
less sexual.
I think like, not to make it sexual, I think of like devious lick.
Oh, what, isn't it a devious lick when you steal shit?
Oh,
what the heck is a devious lick?
What's the opposite of devious lick?
I'm pretty sure the TikTok trend of a devious lick is when people would record themselves stealing shit.
What the heck is a devious lick?
I thought a lick is like to punch someone.
It's both?
I didn't know that.
I know like taking a licking is like when you get beat, you get beaten. So that
makes sense. Taking a licking?
Right? That's phrase, right?
That sounds so sexual. That guy was taking a licking from multiple guys. Like, what? That just sounds like a porno waiting to happen.
You're not wrong.
That sounds wrong.
Well, turn-ons.
Turn-ons.
Yeah, turn-ons. We'll just stick with turn-ons. I mean, so being good at video games, is there like, do you care about physicality at all?
I do. I didn't before, but I do these days.
Is it since we went to Turkey? I think it's since we went to Turkey. We went to Turkey. We were sitting in like a cafe, like a restaurant, and apparently the two hottest men that have ever existed on this planet of Earth walked by, because we were mid-conversation and everyone just stopped talking. And I was like, what? Did Thanos just snap and everyone's like mid-dust? Like, what the fuck is going on? And apparently it's because two like Turkish model-looking dudes just walked by, and Celine... his jaw dropped. It was crazy.
My jaw did drop. We all paused. We were like, like, what? It was just because, dude, they were gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, it was like humanly unfathomable of a gorgeousness scale. And they just walked by. But like vampires in broad daylight.
But like a good gorgeous, right?
Yeah, like an insane
sometimes
gorgeous.
Sometimes it can be like too much. And then it's like.
Like they should have been in Twilight.
Yeah,
not,
like they should have been
not
in Twilight.
Not the current vampires that were in Twilight.
I don't even know who the current vampires in Twilight are. But yeah, they were. They should have been in Twilight.
That one dude.
That one guy.
They should have been in Twilight. They were gorgeous.
What did you think, Peter?
I didn't. I only saw the back of their heads. But then I was thinking, like, you didn't notice, that's like, a pretty hot back of this dude's head.
You didn't notice, like, the clouds opening up or, like, holy light coming
out? I will say that the sun seemed to be, like, beaming on top of them specifically.
Yeah, it was.
So, you know, kind of like a brimstone ult as it's about to go off? Like, it was, like, at the about-to-go-off phase.
It was, like,
but
a
following
painting.
Them.
Like, there Picasso. Was a break in the clouds of sunlight, and they just waltzed by.
Like, they started, like, they were so good looking that they started describing them in, like, a poetic way. Like, I've never seen a man so beautiful that they would make my jaw drop, the drool come forth like a spring. Like, they just, like, waxed poetic in the description of these men. And to be fair, the average Turkish guy was, like, so fucking handsome. Like, in Turkey, they were, like, so charming and handsome. Like, that's I felt very emasculated while I was there, if I'm being honest. So, because, like, I think Tarek is a very good, very good looking guy. Mm-hmm. But Tarek was, like, the average handsomeness in Turkey. Like, everyone was at least as handsome as Tarek in Turkey. And I was like, that is not fucking fair whatsoever, okay? It was either Tarek's handsomeness or higher, or you were just, like, an older Turkish gentleman who, like, you still retained your handsomeness, but you're just, like, in your weathered 50s now. Yeah. They probably weren't wearing sunscreen. I don't know. Yeah. So, yeah. Ever since then, I feel like Celine has cared way more about, like, 3D men.
3D.
Because before that, she only cared about, like, fictional characters.
I only like fictional characters. I only like 2D men. It's so hard for me to like a real human being.
But it's probably because you compare them to these 2D men.
Yeah, probably.
Like, how can a real person compare to...
Until Turkey.
It's true.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, it's true. I definitely like 2D men way more than, because the way I feel towards like a lot of anime guys,
they could all kill spiders.
They could, and like I praise them so much more. I don't know, it's so different. I don't know. Okay, well, let's change the topic. Turn ons, yeah, you can start.
Oh, I mean, like physicality earlier, you're talking about forearms.
Oh, nice forearms are definitely up.
Is that like, what is like the first thing you notice
on a guy?
Yeah. When you meet them in person.
Wait, can I ask
the way they dress?
Follow-up question?
Yeah.
What is, like, your favorite, like, muscle group for a guy to work out?
Shoulders. Shoulders and legs.
Legs?
Yeah, I like a guy who with, like, broad shoulders and then, like, soccer legs.
Like, thick thighs? Thick, muscular thighs?
I don't know. I like guys with, like, broad shoulders and nice legs.
So, like, football players?
Yeah.
I don't know what a football player looks like.
Broad shoulders and thick thighs. Well, they also are like tanks. Like,
well,
they,
no, yeah, they're more like, they're like just built
in general.
About
American football, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I think like basketball, I don't think you generally want as stocky of a build unless you have like a specific role.
I like soccer bodies. Like, soccer bodies are attractive.
Is that because of Blue Lock?
No, I actually haven't. I've seen only like one episode of Blue Lock.
Oh, okay.
I hear that Emmy's really good.
I read the manga. I feel like every time anime is brought up, I'm like, I read the manga version.
I find
that
so strange that you like. I'm not gonna.
No, manga is so fast. I also prefer manga.
It's convenient. It's convenient.
It's so much faster. Also, because anime has to be like, it's 20 minutes an episode, right? They have to like condense the frick out of it, so a lot of detail just gets like tossed out. I'm a person of detail. I like detail, so I like the manga.
For me, I like need to hear the voice. The voice is like so important to me.
The thing is, voice ruins it for me a lot.
What?
Like I understand that.
Like I love Japanese Sonic, his voice, but I don't like any of the American Sonics.
You don't like? Yeah, I'm Sonic.
I hate that so much.
Let's go fast.
I hate that so much. In the video games, he was actually surprisingly okay though.
Yeah.
His like Sonic Generations.
Yeah, are like Sonic Adventure 2. Like
Adventure.
His,
sorry.
His American voice is like
he
fine to me.
He also doesn't talk that much in Sonic Adventure games, I feel like, right? I don't know.
He talks.
Yeah,
he
talks a little
bit. I don't remember much of him talking.
I should buy a Dreamcast again.
Dreamcast was like
the
best
consoles
ever.
I agree.
How expensive would a Dreamcast be to buy?
Pretty expensive.
I think.
Either very expensive or dirt cheap.
I think like what was it Power Stone 2?
I love Power Stone.
That's like DBZ, but in like the anime world.
Yeah. Power Stone.
There's a little bit of Smash Bros in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Too.
I just like because you like collect the
gems.
And
power
like,
up.
Super.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. The Sonic games, especially with, like the Chao Garden.
Yeah, I think the Sonic Adventure games were like
Sonic
the best
was
Sonic
so
games.
Good.
What else was on?
Crazy Taxi. Well,
I didn't play Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi was like the face of Dreamcast for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, I played Virtua Tennis. I remember thinking the graphics of Virtua Tennis were insane.
I do think Dreamcast had some crazy graphics for its time.
Oh, it did.
Like
it was
like way ahead of all the systems.
Yeah,
that was Sega's last console, right?
Yeah,
and then they were just like, "Fuck this, we're just gonna
make."
Didn't
it have like a little screen, like a digital screen?
Yes,
the
so
memory
card had
a
screen.
Memory cards were so
like Tamagotchi,
and that's
so
how
cool.
You do like
chow
management.
Yeah,
yeah.
I would bring
really
that
sick
to school, and my brothers would be like, "Where the fuck did the memory card go?" And I'd be like,
"Oh no,
our chow's real healthy though," you know. Yeah, that shit was dope.
Dreamcast was so good.
That makes me sad that was like a failed console.
Wait,
so you can
really?
Get it for $200 on Amazon.
Like, that's actually not bad.
It's not that bad. It was a good system.
I do know that it was extremely easy to pirate games on a Dreamcast. Like,
oh, I burned hella games.
I don't think there was... I don't know if we owned a single legitimate copy of a Dreamcast game back then. By the way, I didn't do any of this shit, Sega. This is my older brother's. I buy all my games legally now.
Sure.
Mostly because I am way too lazy to actually pirate games anymore. It's just like, I feel like with these like services like Steam, it's just like so convenient to just like...
I do think Steam is kind of revolutionary.
Steam has pretty much made me like a legitimate video game owner.
It's also just way cheaper. Yeah. Like that was the whole thing I was talking to you about, like having a Steam Deck versus like my Switch. I'm buying the same game for like $40 cheaper.
Oh, yeah. It's so
cheaper.
Wait,
cheaper on the Steam Deck?
Well, it's like Steam Deck is like... So PC sales happen all the time.
Yeah.
Like sales for Nintendo consoles hardly ever happen.
Never happen.
Yeah.
So like a lot of the time they'll like release the game for the first time on Switch and it'll be full price, right? Meanwhile, on Steam Deck, this game is actually released like 5 years ago because they released it for PC like first so long ago, and it'll have been hit by like multiple sales at that point.
Mm-hmm. Actually, now that you talk about it, I used to be like a hardcore console gamer. And then once I got to college, I started playing League of Legends, and then I downloaded Steam for CSGO, and then I started like learning what Steam is. Ever since then, like, I don't go to like video game stores anymore. I just buy, well, now games kind of launch online anyway, but mm-hmm. I legit, like, Steam is just like my video game store. Like,
I do miss that era though. Like, the midnight releases for GameStop and like
camp out. Yeah. Also, it's just something about like getting that game and then you like
opening it. Yeah,
opening
the case.
First time open, you smell it, you put the CD in.
You look at the little mini guidebook.
You gotta look at the manual first.
Yeah, the manual,
too. Little pamphlet thing.
It's so depressing opening a modern game now. It's open, there's nothing where.
The Switch is the worst one though.
Yeah, now it's just like a slip of paper.
And it just has that.
Yeah.
Like, you open up the entire game thing, but it's only at the top.
Yeah.
It's no, like, but it's gotten even worse where you get the physical copy and it's just a code inside to download the game.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is the point? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, I got the deluxe edition for Jedi Survivor, which is super cool, by the way. Thank you, Star Wars. In the collector's edition, there is no physical copy of the game, I believe. I think they give you, like, a hard, like, the hard book. Yeah, the book.
Yeah.
But inside of it is a code. Mm. So it's kind of like, what the fuck was this even supposed to hold then? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no CD in here. Like, you're just supposed to
download
it.
I mean, there's at least, like, you know, stuff, right? Yeah. Like, cool stuff. Because there's literally games that have, it's the basic thing, and then there's a code inside.
Yeah. And there's, like, no manual either, right?
Yeah.
It's just, like, the code.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just, fucking, what is the point anymore, man? I don't know. I don't really buy physical games nearly as often anymore. Mm-hmm. Unless there's like a really cool collector's edition for it.
If it requires it. There are like a few like peripheral games. Like I got that Nintendo Switch. You guys remember
workout
game?
Ring Fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you had to buy the physical copy for that.
Yeah. Other than that, no real reason, mm-hmm. honestly. So yeah, digital is just like way more convenient. Honestly, like being able to just like switch between games without having to like fiddle with the actual cartridge. I know like a lot of people still enjoy just having the physical thing, but I thought I would be like that, but I realized I'm just fucking lazy and I prefer
convenience
overall.
I wonder if convenience like ruins everything.
I do think a part of convenience does ruin
it. I think it
kind of
ruins the magic of it.
Yeah.
I think it even kind of ruins the magic of like us gaming in a way. Like we just like log on every day and then we like hang out in Discord and like play games and it's super convenient, but it's not like we're
we're not like bound.
Once upon
it.
A time when I was like 8 years old, okay, I'm like, hey, let's have a LAN party in my house. All my friends are like,
yeah,
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
They get on their bikes and they're holding a TV
while
biking to my house and they're bringing their Xboxes and they're bringing their controllers and like all of us are just in my room, super degenerate. We have like five TVs hooked up. We're playing like Halo.
Yeah.
We're like screen looking, but we're saying we're not screen looking. Like we're playing and like, there's something about that that's just like, it's so like degenerate, but it's like a clubhouse like hangout that can't be replicated. Like now we just probably as kids like, oh, we're all going to Fortnite, and then you like, you never like interact in person.
Yeah,
well, just take it for granted because like before we talked about this in the past too. It was like it was an event when that happened. Like when I was younger, like I was given like an hour to play like every other day or whatever. You'd sit down. I had the GameCube there. I would play it. But now it's just like the kid can just, oh, I want to play Fortnite. Boom, pop out my phone.
Yeah,
and it's like too much, almost like too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
I think like having a digital library at your fingertips kind of makes you less committed to a game in general. Like you know, as a kid, you have a console if your parents are, if you're lucky enough that your parents will buy you said console, right? And then the games are $60 each ish, which is a lot for, especially to your, in your parents' eyes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like they buy you like one game every 2 to 3 months, maybe, if like you've been very good, you know? So you are just playing the absolute fuck out of this one game because you're kind of committed to it. Like, you can't be like, Mom, I don't really like this game. Can you buy me another one? Like, maybe if you're fucking spoiled as shit, they'll let you do that.
Yeah.
But you basically play this game inside and out. You commit so many fucking hours to this one game. But now that you have just, I don't know, I have my Switch that has like a half terabyte memory card. So I have like almost like a terabyte of memory for just different games to have. And I just like scroll through like fucking 30 games.
Catalog.
I'm like, I don't know what to play. There's nothing to play. You know,
it's kind of like you're easily bored.
Yeah, no, I think, I'm sure there's like a term for this. It's like when a person has so many choices, just
and they can't choose.
Choice paralysis.
And yeah, but not only that, but like suddenly choices aren't, it's like not important. Like, for example, yeah, your parents buy you one game. That game is the only game you can play. You'll play the living heck out of that game. Now a game can be of like same quality, but because there's like 50 games of that same quality, you end up playing none of those games.
Yeah.
I don't know why that phenomenon exists, but it definitely does.
I think it's like FOMO a little bit. Like you kind of, it's just like, well, for me, it's like, oh, there's so many good games. Which do I start? I'm starting this one. I'm playing it. I haven't finished it yet. There's like
other games,
60
to
80 hours worth of content. My friends are playing multiplayer games together. I'm feeling FOMO. I want to play games with them. I put off that game. I play with my friends. Oh, I don't really want to go back to that game yet.
Yeah.
It's been long enough that like I don't actually plan on going back to that game. New game releases, I want to play that game. Yeah. But
dude, I was going to say, I don't even think it's just about video games with that anymore. I feel like it's just like life with people too. We have so many choices these days of who we meet, who we see. The world used to be so much smaller, you know, like people would like marry their neighbors and stuff.
Right.
But now the scale is so big that people don't commit to anything.
Yeah.
Social media.
Yeah, social media and everything.
We have access to so much communication so quickly and so fast. It was just like, you know, when a game would come out, you would be waiting for the magazine that had the review in there and you'd buy it. And
oh my God, like, I used to be way more fucking excited for the release of future
games. Now I'm like, oh my God, that game launched? What? Yeah. When? Yeah. Why? How?
Or like, I would be like pretty excited for a game. It launches. I play it for like 3 hours.
And
never touch it again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I really miss just like devoting like endless hours to a game.
That's why I think like multiplayer competitive games are so popular, because it's like it's just like individual instances, like, oh, I'm going to have a unique experience for 2 to 3 hours that can't really be replicated. I'll be playing with friends, and it's not like there's no like progression in the sense like I pick up where I left off in like a story. It's more just like, oh, I'm just going to play a few hours with friends.
Well, it's the same mentality that goes into like TikTok. Like, you're going to go to TikTok for maybe, obviously some people go for like an hour. I want to go for like 10 minutes just to scroll through. I want to jump on a multiplayer game for like 10 minutes.
Why are you on it for hours?
No, I have self-control.
I think TikTok has increased my bathroom time by like times 3.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Like, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm going to like shower, I'm like just in the bathroom like while water's heating up, and it like delays it by 10 minutes. Or I'm like going to the bathroom, it like delays it by 20 minutes. Like,
oh my goodness.
Dude, I've had to create a new habit of just like only turning on the shower when I'm actually gonna get into the fucking shower. The amount of times where I turn it on for the water to heat up, which takes 15 seconds
at
most.
I do so many things.
Go to the bathroom.
But then I just like have been sitting on my toilet. I watched like this is so bad. People are gonna fucking roast me for being like wasteful of water, which I was for sure. But like I have to. I literally have to place myself outside of the bathroom until like I actually go and do the thing that I was saying I was gonna do in the bathroom.
Wow. Yeah. See, I'm a freak. I compromised the other way. I literally bought like this plastic casing
that
you can
put
in the
shower. Yeah.
And I just like, you can like touch the phone and everything on there, and I just literally leave whatever I'm watching on there, and I shower. Yep.
I made a rule to not do that because I knew for a fact if I do that shit, I'm in the shower forever.
No, I'm personally not in the shower any longer. Oh. I don't think it would make you be in there any longer. No, I legit have it in two positions. One where if I'm taking a bath, so it's lower, and then when I'm taking a shower, it's higher.
Is it one of those things where you stick it on the wall and then you can like pull it off and then it like
and you can angle it because it's just like a knob. Yep.
Can you link that?
That sounds like a fucking TV mount, but for your phone in the shower.
I have two Bluetooth speakers that like are waterproof. I put one in the front and put one in the back.
It doesn't lengthen anything.
This is how.
No, I don't.
The only time I take long showers is when I like have a migraine and I just need the hot water to like fucking flow through my soul.
I only take long showers if I get like lost in the sauce. Like sometimes I'm like standing there in the hot water and I'm like thinking, I'm like, oh yeah, you're really cool. And I kind of like, I kind of explore that idea, and then I'm kind of like, oh yeah. But then I'm like, well, how long have I been in here? And it's like an hour.
Oh my gosh, no. I usually end up, if I'm gonna take a long shower, I just take a bath.
Well, it's not, I don't know I'm gonna take a long shower. It's like I get in and I have like a thought, and then like my mind just goes forever. Wow. Sometimes I wish my mind wouldn't do that.
Is it kind of like one of those like guy thoughts where like it's just like a really random tangent thought? If like someone like Celine asks you what you think about, you'd say nothing.
Oh no, this is like one of those deep tangent thoughts that have like multiple tangent thoughts, like parallel universes.
Yeah,
I'm exploring like each of them.
Damn, I feel like
if you came into the bathroom,
every time you shower, it sounds like you're taking shrooms.
If you like came into the bathroom while I was showering, I'm in that. I wouldn't even notice you.
What the fuck? Yeah. Damn, you are very.
I don't think I've ever been that deep in thought in the shower before. That's
for me. It's like opposite. I have no thoughts.
I also have no thoughts.
I have like hot water pouring over my scalp. All I'm thinking is this hot water feels good over my scalp. That's like my only thought.
I don't have thoughts like when I'm waiting in line. Like Jamie always is like, "What are you thinking about, Sean?" I'm like, nothing. She's like, you can't be thinking about nothing.
Yeah, she
I'm
always like, Jamie's what like, do you want I have to say? A billion thoughts. Like, you can't be thinking about nothing. I'm like, no, I literally have nothing going on in my head.
Mine's just like five cats holding trumpets and they all play different sounds and they're trying to like play them at different notes at the highest level they can. I'm like, is that what you want me to say, Jamie?
Yeah, that is what she that is that thought. Is exactly was that what she wants to you to say.
That's great.
But yeah, no, I've never go that deep in thought in the shower. I used to take baths and like play like my Game Boy in the bathtub.
That's pretty similar to having deep thoughts in the shower.
Instead of thoughts, I ended up playing games in the bathtub. But fuck,
I miss the handheld era a lot.
Oh yeah,
a lot. I think the Game Boy, either the Game Boy Advance or the DS, is like probably my most played console
DS
of all time.
I played so much of the DS. Yeah.
Damn, I never got on the PSP.
PSP had like the best graphics.
Oh my god.
Like when you go from like a Nintendo console to a PSP, it like, because the PSP is like, it can play movies.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think PSP was also one of the first consoles to be able to be like, do other things than just play video games.
Like a multimedia device.
Like the PSP kind of feels like it has like a 3090 built into it. Like the game like restrictions on it are just so much higher or lower, I guess, that like, the games that run on it have really good graphics. Versus Nintendo,
but did you have
like,
PictoChat?
That sounds like a low graphics game.
Listen, that's how I cheated through calculus in high school. I'm going to just say.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I'm so sorry to my calculus teacher, whose name I forget. She didn't know what the fuck a Nintendo DS was. Mm-hmm. I feel like I told a story in this.
And then I always follow up with my PSP as a calculator.
Yeah. But I love it, though.
Wait, a PSP definitely looks more like a calculator to
me. So do you know what PictoChat is?
Wait, you're playing this on a DS?
On the DS. Do you know what PictoChat is?
No.
So PictoChat was a built-in piece, like, program where you could, like, draw things and send them to other DS users.
Like an Apple Watch.
What the fuck? You can do that on an Apple Watch?
You send little art things.
You're gonna have to show me
like
after
a
this.
Smiley face.
I didn't fucking.
I don't have it. But
I use this.
He has one.
I use this thing for time.
How long have you had that for?
You
like
use an
Apple
watch
for time? That's lame.
I use this shit for time and also for like the fitness stuff, like the health.
I use mine just to find my phone.
Oh.
I found out
about that feature like very recently.
Greatest feature.
Like I didn't know that AirTags made noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like,
my
oh my god. So that's why I bought this fucking wallet that has the AirTag on it.
Yeah,
because I
have
keep
the
losing
same
this
one.
Shit. Don't look at me like that. All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm learning a lot today. I didn't know that you could send those messages. Anyway, just to wrap up that story really quickly. Yeah. So I cheated in calculus using a DS because you could send pictures to each other. My calculus teacher thought that the DS was a new type of calculator. So what we would do is like we would just have DSs write the answer and then send them to each other.
That's crazy.
If I'm a teacher and I see a DS, I like know it's not a calculator.
Well, I don't know. She immigrated from Russia like not that long ago at the time.
That's a cool DS. And that's a cool calculator.
She didn't question it. So maybe, wow. Dude, maybe she did fucking know and she just didn't care. Like maybe she knew.
Wait,
like,
do you have a stencil?
Yeah, I had.
So you're like writing on your calculator and the teacher's not like, you know what?
She never fucking questioned
Peter would
it.
Would never cheat in this class.
No, I was a horrible student. So like if anything, like I am definitely the type of person that would cheat. But like I will say that it was inconsequential in the long run. So
wow.
Yeah. Easy pass.
Watch, like someone from my high school is gonna like invalidate my diploma or some shit, but
gets revoked.
Yeah. Actually. Anyway, that is actually it for our time today. We blew through an hour pretty fast again. Thank you so much to Celine and Sean for joining us on another episode of Boomer versus Zoomer.
Thanks for having us.
Sorry. I don't know why. It sounded so hostile in my brain what you said.
For having us.
Yeah, something like that. But I was just like, I'm sorry, Sean.
I would never be hostile to you.
Anyway, where can we find you guys?
I stream on Twitch.
Mean?
Sean. What? Like, he wants your home address.
I was like, where can you find it?
Yeah,
we're
please
sitting right here.
Oh, my God. On the internet, so where can we find you?
I don't know. What does that question mean?
Okay, so you can find Selena at twitch.tv/starsmitten. I believe you could also find her under starsmitten on her other social platforms. I think Twitter is starsmitten_, something like that. But
you know the underscores there?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anyway, you can find her there. And then Sean, you can find on either Seanic or Hypersonic on most platforms, if I'm not mistaken.
You don't have an underscore?
No.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
And we'll be playing games with Peter, so if you just know
That's
Peter,
true.
You'll see us.
Yeah, we'll be playing Monster Hunter Rise
I'm
together.
Well, no, we're not going to be playing that game. But I'll play any other game.
Monster Hunter World together, we'll be playing. I'm totally kidding. Do you guys have any like upcoming projects? Anything that we should be excited for? Or anything like that?
I'm just playing hardcore WoW, you know.
Cool.
So you probably won't see me that much.
Yeah.
I'll be in Discord, though, you know.
Yeah, sounds good. All right. Thank you for having us. We will catch you on the next episode. Peace.